Hi everyone, I'm Darlene, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
So nice to be here. Love the energy in the room, and you guys are so nice. You guys are very, I could just feel just kindness from you guys, and I want to thank you for welcoming us. I'll get the stats out first. So I got sober April 17th, 1986. My sponsor is Pat Y, and my home group is the Friday Night Pacific Group, Women's Stack. And I go to meetings, I go to 4 meetings a week. I have call times with my sponsor, and I do the deal. And just because I have a little time under my belt doesn't mean that I can, cut corners. As my friend Nancy Morris says, I'm not there yet. I still have alcoholism. And I'm going to give a really good example, actually. Friday, I was in this little group, and we were all talking about, what's the latest drugs out there, okay? And this guy was talking about people are going out on, they were microdosing, okay? And they do this I was listening, the guy was describing microdosing, and I was like, ooh, thinking, like, you microdose, and you'd be like, bink, like you're awake, alive, and then, the other thing, the ayahuasca, whatever. Do you guys know what's it called?
Ayahuasca.
Okay, ayahuasca. Okay, so that's like another, like, really groovy. And the more he talked about it, the more I could feel like, ooh, And I stopped and I said, this is, so happy I never left Alcoholics Anonymous, because I said to myself, this is the reason why I keep doing what I'm doing. I am not recovered. I have recovery today. I have a day of sobriety. But I have to keep doing what you guys are doing in order for me to not burn my whole life apart, and just explode my life. Anyway, when I got here, my first year, I spent the whole first year planning my escape, and because I didn't want to be here, I absolutely did not want to be here, and I kept thinking, the reason why I came is because my two only girlfriends, my last two girlfriends that would hang out with me, they got sober, and I did everything I possibly could to talk them out of it. And they wouldn't bite. They said, no, we're doing this. And I reluctantly, I just kept going. And I will tell you that all this time, the one thing that I did right, that I always did right, was I kept showing up. I kept going to meetings, There were times in this, my 39 years, where I felt it necessary to drink or to take something, to take the edge off. When I had 8 years sobriety, I just woke up one day and said, what am I doing here? I'm not an alcoholic. I can drink. It was like this wave came over me, like, I can drink now. And this, thank God, there was this newcomer. By the way, I say no to everything on my way to the event. It doesn't matter if you say no. It doesn't matter if you say no. I still say no while I'm putting my clothes on, while I'm going to wherever I'm going. Anyway, I have 8 years of sobriety, and I go to this newcomer. She wouldn't let, she says, I'm going to come pick you up. We're going to a meeting. I said no. She showed up at my door. We go to a meeting, and this guy was in the meeting, and he shared, and he said he had 8 years sobriety, and he felt like he was ready to go. He was ready to leave too. him and I went outside, and it's one alcoholic talking to another. I don't know how this works, but it works. And it was lifted. It was lifted. You know, and that happened to me a couple of times throughout my sobriety where I found it necessary. Things were really, really hard. And, you know, I think the reason why I'm even talking about this right now, I never think about what I'm going to say anymore, because I think about it and then I don't ever, it's always something else comes out of my mouth. But lately, like, people around us, people with long-term sobriety have been going out. They've been losing their sobriety. And it's like, you know, there's the great examples, the loud warnings. I pay attention now to the loud warnings. I see what they did, what got them. One guy I know, 47 years, he went out. And it took him like 3 years to get 2 years. And then, you know, this sweet girl that, you know, comes to our stag, she had 18 years, and she just felt like, you know, she got sober when she was 23 years old. She's 40 now. She can handle it. And she hit a bottom so fast. Okay, you know, what did she do? What did that other guy do? They made things more important than Alcoholics Anonymous. And they stopped going to meetings. I am so freaking grateful that the magic of AA has not left me. Like, I don't know if anybody identifies with that. The magic of AA, I come into a meeting, just like when I came in here, it was so, I don't know, I just felt like all giddy. Like, I was so happy to be here. And people were just, you know, you guys are cool. But anyway, so I don't know how much time, I didn't look. Is anybody keeping time? 2 minutes? 2 minutes, okay. Okay, so anyway. If you're new, welcome, okay? You know, when I was 26 years old when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm 66 now. I did not know when I was 26 years old how much I would need you guys and need my community. I mean, just the rides to Kaiser, you know, when you're like, just like, just the rides to the doctor or the rides to wherever. The community that we have, there are so many people, thank you, there are so many people out there that don't have what we have. You know, it's just, I treasure it, I love it, I protect it. I'm so happy I didn't leave. Nobody was betting on me that I was going to stay. I'm telling you, nobody was. I want to thank my friend Trish again for asking me to come out here with her and share with you guys, and thank you.
Thank you, Darlene.